From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Tuesday marks 10 years since deadly tornadoes ripped through Alabama. In these situations, there's one person tens of thousands of Alabamians are watching on TV, ABC 3340 Chief Meteorologist James Spann. He's an icon. He's made Respect the Polygon a local catchphrase. On April 27, 2011, Spann spent hours live on the air as 62 tornadoes killed more than 250 people in the state. He remembers the first tornado hit early that day.
We started with the first tornado warning at about 4 a.m. And, of course, it triggered all of my devices. And that was probably the quickest shower I've taken in a long time. And got in the car and sped to the TV station. And I got there probably around 4:30. And so from 4:30 to 9 o'clock, we were in continuous television coverage for the morning round of storms, which in itself was a disaster.
And as you think over the course of that day, what moments stick out to you?
After the morning round of storms, what was interesting, a lot of people don't know this, we took some severe infrastructure damage to our equipment. We had microwave paths down, we had cameras down, we had internet outages. When we got off the air at 9 o'clock, all these engineers streamed into the studio telling us about the things that weren't working. And I finally said, guys, tell me what is working, because the worst of the event is ahead. So the engineering staff worked feverishly during the midday hours to get things back online, and they did just a great job with that. And then the afternoon round started, and it was just like bullets from hell. It was horrific. I didn't have time to think. I didn't have time to get hung up in emotion. I didn't get time to have the time to get hung up in the history of the day, because I was just too busy. In a way, I missed it. In a way, I think that's good, because we were just so busy. So I never really reflected on the day until much later.
When you are in the moment, on the air, that day and many other days, how do you deal with witnessing what you know is devastation, destruction, likely death? How do you stay focused?
Well, my job is to be coherent and tell a story and tell people what they need to do without getting emotional, without getting hysterical. That's what I tried to do on that day. And I'll say this, it was hard. Understand, we had 62 tornadoes in one day. There's no book, there's no manual on how to handle that on television, on live television. You just do the best you can.
That day, you were just in the moment, focusing on communicating this valuable information to the public. After that, how do you decompress? How do you recover? Do you have a method for that?
For years and years, the next day and the following days after a horrible tornado event like that, you could decompress. You could get off the grid and just sit back and take a walk and ponder on what happened and what you did right, what you did wrong. But there was no time to do that. I'll be honest with you. 10 years later, I don't think I have decompressed from that event. Because now, the next day, it doesn't stop. Hundreds and hundreds of pictures and videos are coming in all these social media platforms. And even in 2011, you know, Twitter and Facebook were pretty active back then. You know, maybe about a week later, I was sitting at the breakfast table with my wife for just a few minutes, and I just, you know, kind of broke down and had a good cry. Sometimes a good cry is good for your mental health. That day will certainly be a part of my soul for a long time.
How did that day change you personally?
I was cruising along. You know, I've been doing this, you know, at the time I'd been doing it 33 years. I've been doing it 43 years now. And you think, well, I've got this figured out. You know, I've got everything covered. I'm pretty good. Everything's working out. But that day I realized I'm sure not as good as I think I am. 252 people died on my watch. And that's absolutely inexcusable for anybody in the weather enterprise. I didn't talk about this thing for 6 months. I didn't want to. I had absolutely nothing to say. I didn't know what to say. I had to go through all of these phases of grieving after the event. And after that 6 months, I decided, all right, well, let's get to work. I've got to get better. Something clearly went wrong with all these people that passed away. So that's when we started to plug in with a social scientist and just tried a different approach. It made me better. It forced me to be better. I have to get better.
Do you plan to mark the April 27th anniversary in any particular way this year?
The way I'll mark that anniversary is just probably going to work and doing what I do. I was hoping I could memorize the names of everybody that died. My goal was to memorize 251 names. And again, the death toll was 252. One was that premature infant. But I'm not quite there. But I will be pondering that day on some of the people and the stories. Think about their families and pray for them, because they hurt just as bad today as they did 10 years ago.
James Spann is the chief meteorologist for ABC 3340 in Birmingham. James Spann, thanks so much for your time.
Andrew, thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for talking to me.